Welcome to the Expect the Unexpected podcast from Episcopal Campus Ministry at Virginia Commonwealth University. These conversations are unscripted dialogues between members of the VCU community about the Gospels for the four Sundays of Advent. Each Gospel has been paired with a children's book about ways that expectations are not always met in the manner which we imagine. Enjoy the episode and have a blessed Advent.
Hi everyone, I'm Julia.
Hi, I'm Savannah.
And we are both VCU students putting together a podcast for you to enjoy during Advent. So first of all, we have two things for you. We're going to be reading a gospel passage, and then we'll be reading a story for you all to listen back with. So here goes the gospel, a reading from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 24, verses 36 through 44. Jesus said to the disciples, But about that day and hour no one knows, neither the angels of heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. For as the days of Noah were, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. For in those days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day Noah entered the ark, and they knew nothing until the flood came and swept them all away. So too will be the coming of the Son of Man. Then two will be in the field. One will be taken and one will be left. Two women will be grinding meal together. One will be taken and one will be left. Keep awake, therefore, for you do not know on what day your Lord is coming. But understand this. If the owner of the house had known in what part of the night the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and would not have let his house be broken into. Therefore, you must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an unexpected hour. So there's the gospel for this podcast from the book of Matthew. And now Savannah will be reading the book called Waiting, written and illustrated by Kevin Hanks.
Okay. So there were five of them, and they were waiting. The owl with spots was waiting for the moon. The pig with the umbrella was waiting for the rain. The bear with the kite was waiting for the wind. The puppy on the sled was waiting for the snow. The rabbit with stars wasn't waiting for anything in particular. He just liked to look out the window and wait. When the moon came up, the owl was happy. It happened a lot. When the rain came down, the pig was happy. The umbrella kept her dry. When the wind blew, the bear was happy. The kite flew high and far. When it finally snowed, the puppy was happy. He'd waited a very long time. The rabbit was happy, just looking out the window. Sometimes, one or the other of them went away, but he or she always came back. Sometimes they slept, but mostly they waited. Sometimes gifts appeared. Once a visitor arrived from far away. He stayed for a while, then he left and never returned. On this page, it shows an elephant with flowers and a little blanket on him, and he fell off the windowsill where he was waiting from. They saw many wonderful, interesting things. Here they're looking at clouds out the window. Now they're looking at a rainbow, lightning outside, icicles off the windowsill, fireworks. And of course, there was always the moon and the rain and the wind and the snow to keep them happy. One day, a cat with patches joined them. Was she waiting for the moon? No. Was she waiting for the rain? No. Was she waiting for the wind? No. Was she waiting for the snow? No. She didn't seem to be waiting for anything in particular. But she was. She was a little nesting doll, and she had little kittens inside of her. Now, there was 10 of them, and they were happy together, waiting to see what would happen next.
All right. Thank you, Savannah. Mm-hmm. Good job. I enjoyed listening to that story as well. It talks about waiting and wondering what's coming next, mm-hmm. Which I think is very appropriate for Advent coming up.
Yeah.
So now we're going to turn to a few questions we have that Savannah and I are going to talk to each other about. And these are questions you can ask your kids or talk amongst your families, but also you can just listen to these and kind of reflect on our questions, our answers, and you can think about how you would respond to these. So we're going to get started. The first question is, tell me something that stands out for you in this gospel or this story in your own words. Savannah, would you like to go first?
Sure, thank you. Something that really stood out to me about waiting was through both the positive and challenging experiences, they got through it together. They all had different things that were important to them. You know, some were waiting for the rain, some were waiting for the snow, but they all got through it together, and they just kept waiting, and they knew it would come.
I agree. My response is along the similar lines as yours. I realized that they were all waiting for something unique to them, mm-hmm. but at the same time, when a new guest came, they realized that they could be waiting for something else, mm-hmm. and overall it would impact and make them all happy, and not just their particular thing. And I found that in the gospel as well, just understanding the fact that even though if you have something unique to you or specific to you that you're waiting for, mm-hmm. you should open up your heart and your mind to be able to wait for other things that you may not know about, or that you should just be able to expect the unexpected. And relating that to the story again, just understanding that even though there's one thing that I may be waiting for specifically, there may be a better thing out there, even if I can't see it, feel it, mm-hmm. or hear about it right now.
Yeah.
So I think keeping that open mind of mm-hmm. just always knowing there might be something better out there, and that way you're not just overall succumbed to your own feelings and your own wants.
Yeah, that's a great point.
But you're able to like be flexible and just be open about other things.
Yeah.
So I think that definitely is a good question. That can definitely go deeper and into a lot more thought.
Mm-hmm.
But that was very good. Second question, where do you see holiness, God, the divine right now, in this gospel, the story, or in your own life?
Well, in the story, well, just like the animals in the story, humans have to wait for good things as well as wait for, as well as waiting to get through their challenging times. They were confident that whatever they were waiting for would come eventually, because they had faith and they weren't, you know, saying, oh, when is this coming? You know, it should be here already.
Mm-hmm.
They had faith that it would eventually come when it was right for them.
Agreed. Yeah. I know that's something very hard for all of us to do, is the patience part comes into that. A lot of times we just want things to happen right then and there. We want things to go the way we want them to go.
Yeah.
I know that's a bad habit of mine sometimes,
me too.
Especially with lots of things going on.
Yeah.
So it is hard for me often to remember, wait a minute, I really just need to be patient.
Right.
Like, this will happen, this will come when it's supposed to. Of course, as the cliche saying goes, it's easier said than done.
Yeah. and the other, cliche saying, good things come to those who wait?
Good things come, yep.
Yeah, but...
That as well. So it is hard, but I definitely having that faith and that foundation and that trust, definitely can be a strong support system and can be that like foundation you can always fall back on and to help you get through that waiting period. So similar to you, I see God working in my life that way. Some things haven't gone quite as planned, but I realize I have to wait, take it at the pace that he wants me to take it at.
Yeah.
And I will achieve it. It just, I need to wait it out.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with different scenarios that happen probably with classes for you, for us, family situations, stuff with our pets, news we're waiting to hear, especially when we're waiting to get into college. That was a time of waiting where we were probably, our patience was probably teetering.
Right, relationships, friends, you might, like you said earlier, you might have a certain expectation of what outcome or, you know, you'd like to happen or when it's supposed to happen, but waiting and being patient and just having faith will get you through.
Yep. All right, and our last question, what do these stories tell you that you think children in particular need to hear?
Well, something that I feel like would be important for kids to get from this book is, just because things may not be exactly how you'd like to be at this exact moment, doesn't mean that things aren't working, you know.
Right.
Having faith, hope, waiting for God, for other factors in your life to help you get to where you want to be, just because you can't see it doesn't mean the process isn't taking place.
Exactly. I agree with that 100%. Definitely teaching children to be patient and waiting is not an easy task. As I've seen just the numerous times I've been able to work with children. But also definitely just teaching them that as long as they have faith and trust in God,
mm-hmm.
He is making a plan. He is making whatever they want come true or possible. It just may not be at that time that He wants it to happen then.
Yeah.
So I really don't have much more to count on. You kind of hit all the main points. So I agree with you 100% on that. So those are all the questions we have for you all today. Hope you all enjoyed reading the book. Savannah, would you like to add anything?
I think you covered it all.
All right. Well, we hope you enjoy this podcast, and hope that it is inspirational and a support system for you all, and an understanding about waiting in the Advent period. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Expect the Unexpected. To learn more about Episcopal Campus Ministry at VCU, you can find us on Instagram or Facebook, or you can join us in person for worship at Grace and Holy Trinity Church in Richmond, Virginia on Monroe Park. We love you, but God loves you more. Hope to see you soon.